Hello, and welcome to the Midwest Genealogy Center's Tell Me a Story program, an initiative to record America's family history in sound. Oral histories are one of the most personal and rewarding ways to preserve family stories. The Tell Me a Story sessions are 45-minute interviews between two people with the assistance of a trained facilitator. Participants will receive a compact disc with the full interview. A copy will be archived at the Midwest Genealogy Center and, with permission, later made available to the public. And now, another story.
My name is David Bush. Today's date is Tuesday, May 10th, 2016. I'm at William Lee Conley's house at 8404 Stillhouse Road, Missouri City, Missouri. And this is William. Can you say your name?
William Conley, yes.
Okay. And where were you born?
Clay County.
Clay County, okay. Mm-hmm. Is that Liberty or Missouri City?
Liberty.
Okay.
Clay County, Liberty.
Okay.
I was born on a farm.
What was your birth date?
What?
What's your birth date?
Birthday, 9th month, 19th day, 1920.
Okay. Of September.
September, uh-huh.
Where did you grow up?
In Clay County.
Okay. Did you grow up near Liberty or Missouri City?
Southern part of Clay County.
Yes. Okay.
Missouri River bottom ground there. Mm-hmm.
Okay. What stands out in your mind about growing up here in the 20s and 30s?
Rough times in the 20s and 30s.
Yes, they were.
Find a job, whatever you can find.
Okay. What are your parents' names? Your father's name?
Everett Conley and Evelina Conley.
Okay. What is your strongest memory of your parents?
Fondest memories?
Nothing comes to mind.
Can't come up with anything for
okay.
that.
All right. Did you get any trouble when you were growing up?
No.
Any mischief? No?
No.
Okay.
Not too much.
All right.
Stayed out of trouble best I could.
Did you have brothers and sisters?
Yes.
Okay. Could you give me their names?
Dan, John, Ralph, and sister Jeanette.
Okay. Did you have a nickname, and how did you get
Bill.
It?
Bill. A lot of people call me Bill.
Bill? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
What is your worst childhood memory?
Can't come up with anything for
okay.
that.
Okay. Did you have any favorite stories from your childhood?
What?
Any favorite stories from your childhood?
Favorite stories?
Any stories that really make you laugh or...
No, I don't know of anything really.
Okay. What was your wife's first name and maiden name?
Wife's first name was Clara. And maiden name was Vitt.
Okay. What was your marriage date? When did you get married?
October the 5th in 64.
October 5th, 1964.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Where did you get married?
Liberty.
Liberty, Clay County,
mm-hmm.
Missouri?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And what was your wife's birth date?
Birthday, 9th month. May the 14th, 1909.
Okay. Where was she born at?
In Salisbury, Missouri.
Okay. When did she pass away?
December the 7th, 2003.
Okay. Did you have any children?
No children.
Okay. What did you do for a living?
What did I do for a living? Farming, electrical work, appliance work, and boy scale service man.
Okay. What religion are you? What religion? Christian, Catholic?
My religion? Catholic.
Catholic, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Where do you, what church do you go to?
I go to St. Andrew's over at... the cemetery, White Castle, White Front.
Okay.
White Chapel.
You said St. Andrews?
White Chapel Cemetery, yeah.
Okay. Were you in the military?
Yes, in the Army.
You were in the Army? What rank were you?
Private.
Okay. First. Did you serve in any major battles or?
No. No? I've got one line.
What area of country were you serving in?
I was in Saipan when war ended.
In Saipan, okay. How did the war change you?
What?
How did the war change you?
I don't think it changed me very little.
Okay. I'd like to go to Missouri City. Did you spend much time in the Missouri City area when you were young?
We lived around here, but I, in wartime, it didn't go very much anywhere.
Okay. In the 20s and 30s, do you remember anything about Missouri City? Do you remember if they had a city constable or a city sheriff? Did they have a city sheriff? They used to have a jail down there.
Well, no, I don't ever had a sheriff down here, no.
Not during your recollection, okay.
No.
Okay. Do you remember any of the floods and fires or
yes,
anything like that?
Yes, uh-huh.
Okay. Fires,
yeah.
What floods come to your mind? What floods do you remember down here?
Well, we moved here in 1937, and that was 51 flood, 93 floods,
okay.
And both of them
okay.
Down here.
And people really helped each other during the flood times, moving in and moving furniture and stuff like that?
Well, most of them lost their furniture. They just cleaned up afterwards.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I'd read that that they'd raise the furniture up to another...
Some of them did, yeah, some did, but I never got in on any of that.
Okay.
My dad went down and helped out a lot.
Okay. So your dad was down involved in a lot of that. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So what about there's some fires in the area? The coal mine burned or something? Do you remember anything about that?
The coal mine? Mm-hmm. Well, the coal mine, they closed that up back in 1943, I think it was.
Okay.
They closed the coal mine. But lightning struck my dad's house, and that was on June the 27th, I think it was, in 1950. Lightning struck my dad's house.
Did it catch fire?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Yeah.
Did you get it put out, or did it burn
no,
the place? Burned it down?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my.
The biggest part of it. That house similar to this one, brick.
Where was your dad's place at?
What?
Where was your dad's
last
place?
Last house down on Walnut Street.
Okay.
Right down the bluff.
Right down there in down...
In the bluff.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. In Missouri City. All right. Let's see. Do you recall any of the robberies down there at the post office and stuff like that?
I was around when I think the post office robbed once, but I never heard a great lot about it.
Okay. Where did you go to school at?
I went to Sharp School up here in the bottom. To the sixth grade, and then we moved to Birmingham Bottoms, and I went to school up at Birmingham School, seventh and eighth.
You said Shobbs Bottom?
What?
The first school you went to was called?
Sharp.
Sharp
School, up to the sixth grade.
Is that, was
so
that?
Down the Bottoms, South Liberty Bottoms.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And then you went to Birmingham.
Then went to Birmingham School, finished at sixth, seventh, and eighth.
Okay.
No high school.
No high school, okay.
Cars are thick, weren't very... Thick, where I had a car back in 36,
yeah.
Much, and there was too far to walk to North Kansas City or Liberty from Birmingham.
Do you remember any gas stations down in Missouri City at all?
Yeah. Alva Hyder had one down there.
Okay, you remember Hyder's, okay.
Huh?
You remember Hyder's garage.
Oh, Alva Hyder, uh-huh.
Was there another one down there at all?
Jim Young had a filling station down there.
Jim Young.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. And was his on the south side of Main Street there?
Jim Young right there by the Oddfellows Hall.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, right there.
Right. What about restaurants and movies? Did you go to any restaurants
well,
and movies
see,
down
Jim
there?
Well, see, Jim Young had a restaurant down there.
Okay.
But I think after he died, but then wasn't there then.
Okay.
Now, I would come down here about 1937 when he opened up a shop down here. He bought this Stewart's out. Stewart's owned that farm that Les Jackson bought. And they moved to Arkansas. Mr. Stewart, and then run the farm, and then his son had the filling station. Guys down Missouri City, and Alvey bought the Stewart's filling station, and Les bought the farm, and they went to Arkansas.
Okay.
And when I went to service then, he sold all the farms. And I didn't have any job when I come back to the farm.
You said you worked for Temple Shaw, was he running the coal mine, or was that a
his
nursery?
Dad was a coal mine, owned the coal mine. Charlie Shaw owned the coal mine. Mm-hmm. Temple Shaw was his son. He ran the farms. And it was four farms that we operated. Two of them was in grain, and two of them was over hill ground for pasture land. And when I went to service, he sold all the farms. I come back, I didn't have a job, so I had to go work in the factory at Liberty. That's where I got started in the electrical work. Worked the factory in Liberty.
Oh,
then went to electrical and refrigeration school in 1950. And then I got a job in April 1950, worked for Crosley Appliances, 1951. 1956, Crosley quit the appliance business. They've been in business over 50 years making ice boxes and refrigerators, and they quit making refrigerators in 1956. And then a boss, sir, went and bidding for himself. I worked for him to 1968 when I quit there and went to work for a scale company. 1968, in 1991, when I quit there, and he sold, the company sold out. So I come back home retired. I was 71 years old. Worked full time, 68 years, for 68, past my 68th birthday.
Wow.
And then I worked part time the next year, every other day. I said, "Extra, call me when you need me." Remember that? I quit in 1971 when it sold out.
Okay. All right.